to eat turkey, cause it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should, cause it's turkey to eat so good. Turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey do and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey, then I take a nap. Thanksgiving is a special.
And welcome back again to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave, alongside Joseph J., the great, wonderful Trisha, Eric the Great, and the lovely Kathleen. And Adam Sandler.
Bringing us into this segment.
He is funny.
Oh, yeah.
I like him.
This is the Thanksgiving song, Adam Sandler.
Very fun. Oh, what are we going to play on Hanukkah? His Crazy Eight
sure.
song. That's funny.
Crazy Eight song?
Or whatever it's called, right? Eight Crazy
okay.
Eight Nights.
Well, you know what? We're I'm a little concerned because I went to the grocery store this weekend, and there were people that were like buying these giant balls of butter. They were like going crazy for them. Like I've never, like, you know, there's a lot of butter in these balls. Oh,
I thought they come in cubes.
Okay. Well, right now we have on someone from the Butterball Turkey Talk line, Marty Van Ness. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to everyone about turkeys.
Oh, we're
this is our year. This is our season, you know.
Oh, yes, it is. It is, and we're sorry for running a couple minutes late. We were talking about what we were thankful for in our last segment, and you know what? There's just so much to be thankful for. Don't you agree?
There really is. Yeah. For you know, a lot of us.
Yeah.
It's a good time. It's a good time to kind of review that and be happy with what you have and happy to help other people as well.
Yes, and of course you are with the Turkey Talk line, a Butterball Turkey Talk line. Let us know the phone number right off the bat, or how can we get a hold of you and your other turkey experts over there?
Oh, well, we're taking calls right now. As a matter of fact, I talked to somebody from Phoenix, Arizona this morning.
Oh.
She had a few questions on how to thaw her turkey and where to store it now that it's thawed. Anyway, our 1-800 number is 1-800-BUTTERBALL, and that transfers to 1-800-288-8372. But if you put in 1-800-BUTTERBALL, the last L falls off, and you'll be ready to talk to one of our turkey experts here.
And we might talk to you, too.
You might.
Let me ask a question, Marty. What, you know, there's various ways I've seen people cook turkey recently and maybe beyond recently. The traditional way, you know, in the oven, in a bag in the oven. That's how I usually do it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the deep fried type of turkey. You have the smoked turkey. What do you recommend? And have you tasted all those types of cooking? And is there more types of cooking a turkey than I even know?
Well, there probably are more types than maybe you're aware of. But we have intensive training at the beginning of the season in October, and I'm one of the supervisors and trainers for those classes, and we go over many different methods of cooking a turkey, like an oven roasting bag, deep fried in a covered pan roaster, in a microwave, in a foil-wrapped high-temperature method. But all of these and more information can be found at butterball.com. Mm. Or you can call us if you have a question specifically about a certain process that you want to try. There's so much information that's available from Butterball now because this is a year that we've really gone on demand. You can get information on how to cook a wonderful turkey in a lot of different methods by going to, like I said, our website, butterball.com. You can text us now 24/7 from last Thursday till through Thanksgiving Day. You can send us a text, and that number I'm going to give you is 844-877-3456. That's for texting. Again, 844-877-3456. You can also chat us. If you go to our website, you'll find that text number, but you can also click on chat. You can chat, you know, you can be at work and kind of on the side, go to your, you know, our website and click on the chat and send in your question, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Oh,
and we also have videos. You know, how many people really know how to carve a turkey? How many people really know how to deep fry a turkey or where to place the meat thermometer? All of those items and more experiences are shown in these real quick little videos at butterball.com, so you know exactly how to carve the turkey and look like a professional carver on Thanksgiving Day in front of all your guests. There's also a free Butterball cookbook app that you can go to for all those great leftover recipes. But, you know, I get a lot of calls. I've been taking calls all morning here, and I'm starting to lose my voice, which is not a good thing because it's not Thanksgiving yet. But I have my lozenges and my hot tea. And, you know, it's just, it's fun. I really love to talk to the people. And as a supervisor, we do get to do a lot of the calls, and, you know, especially when we have a few people waiting to talk to us.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And again, if anyone's just now joining us, we are speaking with Marty Van Ness with the Butterball Turkey Talk line. You can give them a call. You're pretty much open 24/7,
well,
right?
Or what? The phone lines are open Central Time from 7 a.m. This week it'll be 7 a.m. until about 8 p.m. Central Time.
Okay.
So all during the day.
Okay.
We get very busy. I would suggest you try that. You could also, you know, text us or chat or email us. The email is available at our website as well.
The texting is 24/7, right?
Yes. Only texting is 24/7.
Okay.
I know the staff members who are doing the overnight shifts, and they are doing a fabulous job. I don't know that I could handle that.
I know. I'm a slow texter as well. I've got a dumb phone, so, you know, it's
loud. Well, it's just also the night shift is not easy for anybody.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. You have to be kind of a night owl for that kind of routine on a regular basis. But it's just for 1 week, and we have a great group of people who are doing it, and they kind of work in different shifts. So it's getting accomplished. It's our first time ever texting, so we're anxious. You know, it's just been open since Thursday, and we've gotten a lot of requests for information. But again, you know, chat us or go to butterball.com. These videos are great. They were just all recreated this year, probably in the summer, and they're kind of fun. They're fun little videos, and they're all people that I work with here. So, you know, they're all like movie stars now.
Well, and I do want to correct you. You said night owl. I think you meant night turkey. Right.
Night turkey.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the right bird I'm thinking of.
Right.
Thanks for catching me on that.
So I am curious.
Okay. This must be Tricia.
Yes, this is Tricia.
Okay.
And I am curious, Marty, tell me, do you have a favorite preparation of turkey?
Yes. And it is the simplest. It is what is included with every fresh or frozen whole butterball turkey, how to cook your turkey. It's the open pan method. You need a roasting pan, you need a roast rack, and a piece of foil about 12 by 12 inches. You put the turkey on the roast rack, you put it in a 325 oven, and you let it sit there and don't open the oven. Except after two-thirds of the cooking time, and that's dependent on the size of the turkey and the time it's going to take. Say it's an 18-pound turkey, and it's not stuffed. It's going to take about 3 to 3.5 hours. So about 2 hours and 10 minutes, you're going to open the oven door. You get to look at your turkey for the first time up close. Then you put a little tent of foil just over the breast. Close the oven door. You got to look at your turkey now. You don't baste. You don't keep opening the oven door. Would you do that if you were making cookies and cakes and everything else? No, because the heat comes out and the thing's not going to get cooked.
We want to smell it.
You'll smell it. Once it's about halfway, maybe two-thirds of the way into the cooking, you're going to smell it. But if you keep opening the oven door, it cools it down. Then that turkey has to, you know, get warm again, and you let a lot of hot air out. So you really don't want to open the door except that one time. Two-thirds of the way through, you tent the turkey with foil. That's to protect the breast from overcooking while we're waiting for the thighs to get done. Breast is done at 165 to 170. Thigh isn't done until 180. Plus, the thighs are down in the bottom of the pan, so hot air is having a little more trouble getting to it. But every time you open the oven door to look at it, to baste it, to show it to, you know, somebody who just arrived at your house. Look what we have, and then let all the heat out. It just extends the cooking time. The breast is going to be in there longer. Therefore, you're probably going to have a dried breast by the time the thighs get done. So as much as you want to be in touch with your turkey, don't. But that will give you, that method, the open pan method, will give you a roasted flavor. Now, many other people love to use the oven roasting bag, and we teach that here too because it's a safe method. People love it. All the juices are contained within that bag. There's a lot less evaporation, but you also don't develop as much roasted flavor when you steam cook any kind of a, you know, piece of meat. But people love it. We don't try to evangelize our open pan method. It's just easy for me. And actually, I don't cook turkey on Thanksgiving Day because I'm working here. My husband does it. So I really want to keep it simple for him because he wants to watch whatever football games. And I learned all about the red zone recently. But I think football games on Thanksgiving are college games. I don't know that they do the red zone on the college.
No, it's mainly pro.
Pro, okay.
On Thanksgiving
Day. Aren't you impressed I know about the red zone?
I am very impressed. That's
very confusing, though. If I'm reading a magazine and he's watching the red zone, and I look up and it's one team, I look again, I go, wait a minute, what's going on here?
So the real question, do you know the ozone?
The ozone? No, not in relationship to football or turkey. But anyway, I like the open pan method. It's simple. Everybody's got a roasting pan usually. You need a roast rack to get it up off the bottom so the juices can go down in the bottom and develop this nice flavor. This, you know, it'll darken and it'll be wonderful. I chop up some celery, carrot, and I'm going to throw it in the bottom of the pan about halfway through. Now I open the oven door one more time, but I'm really fast. I do it quickly.
Yeah.
Or you can put it in from the beginning, but they tend to kind of burn. But it does give more flavor to the drippings. And I like to make really good gravy, and my husband really likes it. And I kind of screwed up last year because I told him to put the turkey broth, the canned turkey broth, into the bottom of the pan at the beginning. I should have had him put it in toward the end. And I use that to deglaze the pan. Mm. So whatever dark drippings you have in the pan, there may not be a lot of them, but throw in a cup or a cup and a half of some kind of broth, like a chicken broth or turkey broth if you can find it, and that'll deglaze the pan so that you have even more fabulous flavor from those drippings to make fabulous gravy. Now you're getting hungry?
Oh, yeah. I've been hungry. You know, Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday all year, and I look forward to it. I love turkey. I love to cook turkey. You know, I love all the fixings that go, you know, all the side dishes and everything like that.
Yeah.
I am actually, after the show, I'm going to get a butterball turkey.
Well, good.
They've got some good deals on them at Costco and Target.
Everywhere. I got one here. It was a great price. And here at my grocery store, you know, we eat turkey through the fall season because we're always cooking a lot of turkeys here at the office, mm-hmm. at our test kitchen and our headquarters here in Naperville, Illinois. But, you know, I can eat it. My husband and I love the frozen turkey burgers. We cook them all year long mm-hmm. on the grill, even though we're in the Chicago area. You cook them from frozen about 6-7 minutes aside. Seems like a lot, but it isn't. You're only cooking it to 165. You have to have a meat thermometer when you're cooking turkey. You don't want to overcook it. You don't want to undercook it.
Mm, wow.
165 for the turkey burgers is perfect. 165 in the turkey breast is perfect. But so 165 to 170, but 180 in the thigh. The thigh doesn't get hot enough, it's not going to be tender. After 165, the thigh is safe to eat, but it's going to be a little chewy. And you want a nice, tender thigh that, you know, you can almost cut it with your fork. And you put that gravy over it, and I am getting hot.
I know. You're making us all hungry. Marty Van Ness, give us that phone number one more time.
Okay, you can talk to us personally, 1-800-BUTTERBALL. That's 1-800-288-8372. Just dial Butterball, 1-800-BUTTERBALL, and you'll be right here in Naperville, Illinois. Or go to butterball.com and check out our text number, or you can chat us or send us an email.
Fantastic, fantastic. Marty Van Ness, I appreciate you being on the show here.
Yes,
everyone, get your Butterball turkey. Call Butterball for all your turkey needs. And then also, of course, I don't know my exact recipe, but I think I'm going to be making an old-fashioned turkey, meaning, you know, like an old-fashioned bourbon and everything like that.
Really?
It's a recipe I found on the Chew. I think Michael Simon made it. So
oh.
I think that's a waste of good bourbon. I'd rather have it over ice.
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Marty Van Ness, thank you so much for joining us. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you for being
there.
Yes, thank you for being there for
us. You're quite welcome.
Yes. Okay, well, I know we got another guest coming up in just a few moments, so let's take another break.
It's a gravy boat.
Now, you cannot have turkey without your gravy boat, Dave.
What is this?
Sailors in your mouth.
Okay.
Gravy boat. It's filled with gravy sailor folk.
Let's hear you explain this one.
Stuffing sailors. Disembark.
Okay, it's getting worse. Okay.
Fill our
plates.
Fill
this
our
is
hearts.
Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. And we got very special guests coming up just after the break. Someone that has received Academy Award nominations for among TV specials and no stranger to stage. We'll be right back with Marsha Mason coming up. Right away.
Sailor is in your mouth.
Be right back.
It's what Thanksgiving's all about, Dave. All about.